Proclamation number 6718 of 19th of December, 1956. God's Address to Infinity. Redemption in the Spiritual Realm. Everything I offer you is received by the entire spiritual world to which I can convey the light, that is, which is willing to accept it. My word constantly emanates into infinity because it signifies light for every being which desires light. And every being which I can therefore address is blissfully happy in the acceptance of strength which flows to it in my word. Light, love, strength. My word demonstrates all this to it, and therefore every being is blissfully happy which is able to hear my word. For I communicate myself to my children, and all creatures are my children who thus hear their father's address from eternity. In the spiritual kingdom, however, my word is also perceived as an emanation of love on my part as soon as a being hears it as addressed to itself. Whereas on earth my word can likewise resound without being recognized by people as my address and then also remains without an effect of strength. And this is due to the deficient state of people whose souls are still unable to recognize the Father's voice. People who regard every word conveyed to them by me as a human word and therefore do not feel any effect of strength within themselves. Then my word falls on their ears, my ray of love does not touch their hearts, they receive neither light nor strength, yet through their own fault, because they do not establish a connection with me, because they are without love and without faith. And likewise in the kingdom of the beyond, where the same conditions apply, that the souls are still completely dead and therefore they are also unable to hear my word. For in the beyond my word requires the willingness to listen to me, otherwise they will remain in complete lightlessness and powerlessness for eternities. Yet in the last days before the end they will also work extremely diligently in the spiritual kingdom in the spheres where a light can only rarely flash. The beings of light, who also want to bring light into those spheres, again and again startle the dead souls with flashes of light, and there is an uproar in those regions because again and again souls are struck by these flashing lights and also hear calls to follow those who want to lead them out of their sphere. The beings of light know that it is only possible for a limited time to influence these darkened souls and that therefore increased activity is necessary to loosen their fetters and lead them to freedom. But it is often a difficult start which requires perseverance and great patience but which is not abandoned by beings which are full of love. And their endeavor is primarily aimed at inducing these souls to willingly participate in teachings, because only then will there be the possibility that I myself can address them. If they only hear my word once they will already feel its effect of strength and the work of salvation will have succeeded. But they will not be forced, and therefore everything will be done to lead them without coercion to where they can hear my word. For my word can only become effective where it no longer encounters resistance. But then it will cause beatitude. And then I will also have won the creature and will never lose it again. And before the end of this earth the redeeming activity in the beyond will increase ever more and also find support through willing people on earth. For my word will always and forever resound and always and forever contribute to the redemption and happiness of the beings. Light and strength will always and forever be radiated into infinity. But light and strength can only be received by the creature which willingly opens itself, which no longer resists me when I want to address it. But then it will also be blissfully aware of my never-ending love, which applies to every being for all eternity. Amen.